Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. The changes in marijuana laws have been huge. 25 states now have legalized it in some form, and among those, 4 made it okay to smoke recreationally.
So what are the long-term effects of smoking marijuana? It's actually not well known, but a new study of New Zealanders who chronically used the plant for 2 decades found surprisingly that it's only associated with gum disease.
This study followed about 1,000 New Zealanders born in 1972 through age 38. They assessed the frequency of marijuana use and dependence at ages 18, 21, 26, 32, and 38 years old.
Tests assess such areas as gum or periodontal health, lung function, systemic inflammation, waist circumference, HDL cholesterol levels, and blood pressure.
Marijuana use was compared to cigarette smoking as well as non-smoking controls. Of all the measures, only gum health was worse in about half the people with 15 years of marijuana use.
Cigarette smokers measured worse health in 8 of 12 categories, including gum disease and lung function. Interestingly, marijuana use had better results in areas including cholesterol and body mass index.
But the study is of a homogeneous population in one country. Could negative effects show up after age 38 when the study was stopped? Plus, the test didn't measure cognitive health, like short-term mental impairment. After alcohol, marijuana is the drug most often found in the blood of drivers involved in accidents.
As marijuana becomes more readily available legally, its effects need to be studied so we only pass laws based on sound scientific evidence and not emotions or fads.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.